We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org. The Drop.
You're tuned into The Drop right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks for being here. That was Soul Girl right here on 91.7 FM. It's WYXR, and this is The Drop. We're doing a Stacks takeover this morning. Robbie's going to swing by. Next up, we've got The Emotions. Thanks for tuning in.
What if he hurts me? Oh, no.
Thank you. Well, hi there. This is Carla Thomas. And if you didn't know it, you're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis. You're raised by sound.
These arms are mine. They are lonely. Lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning. Yearning from want.
Tuned in to The Drop right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Liv.
And I'm peeking in just for a minute. I'm Robbie.
Hey, Robbie. Happy Tuesday.
For the hour. Happy Tuesday. Yeah. I was so excited after watching the Stacks, the Soulsville USA HBO documentary last night that I was like, I wonder if Liv will let me sit in for the second and final Stacks takeover this morning.
Yes. What are your thoughts on the first two episodes?
Man.
I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I didn't think I would, I mean, I know the story, you know, I've read the books, I've seen interviews and talked to the people, but I don't know, I got emotional. Like the first, I saw the first one actually at the premiere Friday night, and I don't know if it was because I was with a lot of people in the room, Carla Thomas, Al Bell, Deanie Parker, David Porter, and then just a crowded house. But man, just seeing Otis Redding sing and the Europe footage is incredible. It was just, it was phenomenal. So I'm really excited for the parts 3 and 4 tonight. And for really, I mean, it's really just the beginning of a resurgence of Stacks. I mean, you make it even bigger. It was so great. I'm waxing poetic.
Yes.
And I like this backing music too, man.
Had to change it up a bit.
Yeah, of course. Had to make it different.
Cool. So we're celebrating the new Stacks docuseries on HBO. Chapter 3 and 4 is airing tonight. Super stoked about it. This next pick is yours, Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Taylor, it was his 90th birthday. He's passed away. It was his, what do you call it when someone's passed away and you said they're you call it something when you celebrate their birthday, but they passed. I'm sorry. I don't remember what it is. But this is his probably biggest hit. I mean, and Johnny Taylor's got some huge fans. He was incredible. This song in particular is inspired by a Frank Sinatra television special called Who's Making Love?
I didn't know that. That's cool. That's cool. All right, it's the drop. Doing a Stax takeover. Stick around.
Give me now. All you fellas, gather around me and let me give you some good advice. What I'm gonna ask you now, you better think about it twice. While you're lying, cheating on your woman, there is something you never even thought.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from Arts Memphis, who has been working behind the scenes for 60 years to grow the foundation of Memphis arts. Thank you for
it. Tell Memphis's annual Juneteenth family reunion celebration is on its way, with a week filled with events celebrating a revival of Black arts, music, joy, and togetherness. The week's events include a spades tournament, gala, after party, and finally a festival featuring headlining acts such as Currency, Juicy J, Hit Kid, a DJ set from Erykah Badu, and more. For lineup, schedule, and more info, visit ToneMemphis.org.
Strange Ways Wednesdays, happening in Health Sciences Park every Wednesday in May, featuring live music on the Shell on Wheels stage, free food and drinks, axe throwing, yoga, and family-friendly activities. Your chance to experience the Edge District every Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
I promised myself. in love. Ooh, ain't that way? All my problems would be solved when you came on the scene. You came on like a dream. You came and stole my heart away.
Go.
That was the Mad Lads with Gone, the Promises of Yesterday, right here on WYXR 91.7 FM. Memphis, Tennessee, we're doing a Stax Takeover, celebrating the new Stax docuseries on HBO. Next up, we've got Isaac Hayes doing Let's Stay Together.
Thank you.
It's The Drop right here on WXR 91.7 FM Memphis, here every weekday, 7 to 8 a.m. We're doing a Stax takeover, but keeping to our roots, we're going to do your new Memphis Music Minute with Elizabeth K. Wine.
Hey, y'all. Elizabeth K. Wine here of Music Export Memphis and host of Straight from the Source, your destination for new Memphis music here on WYXR Tuesdays at 1 p.m. with your weekly Memphis Music Minute. Anna Rose Baker is a singer-songwriter and actually our Crosstown Concourse neighbor at least 9 months out of the year because she is a student at Crosstown High. I've been super impressed with songs of hers I've heard so far. So when she shared Don't You Think So, I knew I wanted to give it some love on the morning show as well. It just dropped on May 17th and you're going to hear it right now on WYXR. Here's Don't You Think So by Anna Rose Baker.
I heard you're doing good on your own and you don't need someone like me. Your words always cut to the bone.
If you loved what you just heard, tune in to Straight from the Source every Tuesday at 1 p.m. right here on WYXR for a solid hour of new Memphis music with me, Elizabeth K. Wine, and learn more about Music Export Memphis at musicexportmemphis.org.
around acting strange, like a man in a daze. People talking to me and calling my name, though I don't hear a word they say.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're tuned into The Drop here every weekday, 7 to 8 a.m. My name's Liv, but I'm going to hand it over to Natalie for your Tuesday morning news update.
This is The Early Word, brought to you by The Daily Memphian, and I'm Natalie Van Gundy. How's it going on this hot Tuesday, May 21st? I hope you've got your summer wardrobe ready. Besides a 90-degree high, today also brings a Memphis City Council meeting where the proposed solid waste fee hike will be among the hot topics. The council will also consider lease terms for Liberty Park projects, including an entertainment complex with laser tag, bowling, and video games. Memphis Grizzlies rookie standout Gigi Jackson, the youngest player in the NBA, has been named to the league's all-rookie second team. That's about all the real Grizz news for now, as we wait an eternity for the NBA draft at the end of June. These things feel further away when your team isn't in the playoffs. Our own Chris Harrington helps us pass the time with a look at potential trade or free agency targets and the decisions the Grizzlies face about players they already have. And speaking of the draft, Grizz reporter Drew Hill offers a look at Tayshaun Prince, the Grizzlies' vice president of basketball affairs, who repped the franchise last week when the team got the ninth pick in the draft lottery. At long last, the Memphis Zoo is finally updating its Africa exhibit. The zoo announced $250 million of improvements yesterday, one of which is a $75 million project to improve the elephant and giraffe areas to a mixed species space that will be four times its current size. A case statement for the project called the current facilities dated and said they were too small for improved levels of animal care. Other updates are coming for the penguins, stingrays, and several more areas. If you regularly drive in Collierville, this will be welcome news. A new traffic operations center just launched inside City Hall, and it will enable engineers to remotely monitor more than 40 intersections and adjust traffic signal timings as needed. Ideally, this means you won't be stuck at light after light on West Poplar Avenue. Previously, traffic issues were studied in real life after residents complained, but that was a slow process and took days to resolve. A mixed-use project 17 years in the making recently broke ground in Hernando. Plans for Delta Landing started in 2007, but the Great Recession put the project on the back burner. Now, the 250-acre project with 500 single-family homes, 90 condos, a senior living facility, and 30 acres of commercial property is coming together across from the new Hernando High School. Find more on these stories and others at dailymemphian.com.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a student at Memphis Theological Seminary, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Hi, this is James Alexander of the Barques, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
We'll be right back. Hello, Memphis. This is Davey Ray Bennett. I'm a local singing tour guide for Backbeat Tours, longtime musician here in Memphis, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial.
You're listening to The Drop right here on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. Here every weekday, 7 to 8 a.m. But today we're doing a Stacks Takeover. My name is Liv.
And I am Robbie.
Howdy, Robbie.
Hey, man, this Stacks stuff, it's...
It's grooving.
It's grooving. It's great. And, you know my fun Stacks fun fact? You may have heard me say this in the HQ before. One of my very first jobs when I was younger was when they announced the rebuilding of the Stacks Museum. Okay.
You announced it.
No, far from it. Far from it. I had long sideburns down to my chin. They wouldn't let me in front of anybody. But, well, I mean, later, I'm thinking tonight in parts 3 and 4, they'll really get into they basically tore Stacks down.
Right.
Like Stacks down in the 80s, like gone, like a parking lot. So what's there now has been completely rebuilt. But in 2000, when was it? It was 20 years ago. Yeah, it was in the early 2000s. I got hired to broadcast live stream on the internet the announcement about the rebuilding of it. So it was before they've even broke ground using Real Player. So it's very old school. But it's my little bit of history. And they found a picture of me in the back archives, like with two huge computers and a friend of mine I worked with, like broadcasting it recently. So that's
cool.
My little piece of Stacks history. And it's been awesome to see it, you know, continue on.
Yeah, for sure. So we're doing a Stacks Takeover today. We also have some more Stacks Takeovers later today. Robert Gordon with the Idle Hour at 3 p.m. And then JB, our program manager, is going to be joining Zach Ives for Box Records 4 to 6 p.m. And then JB's doing another Stacks Takeover on his show, Nervous Wreck 8 to 10, which is the same time as Chapter 3 and 4 airing.
That's right. But the fun fact about Robert Gordon is he has written a book on Stacks. He just won a Grammy with Written in Their Souls. He did the liner notes for that, along with this next artist that we're about to play, Miss Deanie Parker, also worked on that with him and helped to start the Soulsville Foundation or the Stacks Museum. She was their first director, and she's really the star of the whole documentary, Miss Deanie Parker. So she's got started really, really early in her teens at Satellite Records and at Stacks, and worked through PR and Her story is amazing, and she is fierce, and she's got a lot to say about not just the great legacy of Stax, but all the stuff that kind of went wrong. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. It's going to be some truth-telling, I think, on there.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a bit for the concert calendar. We're going to keep some things normal today. But in the meanwhile, here's Deanie Parker with Each Step I Take right here on The Drop. It's WYXR.
I just can't get over losing you. So
each step I take brings me closer to you.
Brings me closer to you.
Each step I take brings me closer to you.
Brings me closer to you.
Oh, wish I could run. Can't get there quick enough. But knowing you love me will be enough.
For WYXR, including our 2024 stereo sessions, comes from Realtor Joe Spake with InCity Realty, working with home buyers and sellers in the Memphis area and committed to supporting WYXR and the community. More information by email at joe@spake.com.
Connect with Memphis on WYXR. We offer sponsorship opportunities that expose your brand to our loyal listeners who value local arts, culture, and music. Support public radio and be part of our community. Explore more at wyxr.org/sponsorship.
Church House Memphis Plan continues its decades-long commitment to serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
Smiling faces. Mm-mm. No.
It's The Drop. It's WIXR. It's 91.7. It's Liv.
It's Robbie.
Happy Tuesday. Yay. We're in our twofer stacks takeover right here on The Drop. But it's time for the concert calendar.
Yeah, concert calendar. What's going on tonight, Liv? So,
tonight, May 21st, we've got TX2, The Funeral Portrait, and Robin X at Growlers. Ooh. At B-Side, we've got Lunar Journey at Hightone, The New Lithium, and Grimstalker, and at Lafayette's Bob and Angela. I'm a big fan of Bob and Angela.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, that's cool. And thanks to Where's the Memphis Music Instagram account. We use that quite a bit. You can check them out along with the folks over at Look Memphis too are real helpful with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about the Stacks parts 3 and 4 tonight. So make sure that's also something you can tune into, but you can attend that. You don't have to attend that in real time. They'll be streaming it.
No, go listen to Nervous Wreck and then immediately after watch the new docuseries.
But we'll have all the takeovers on our special programming page. Some of them are already up. You can check those out. One treat this past weekend, this past Friday when I got to attend the premiere, was seeing Miss Carla Thomas. She's been by the station. She's incredible. She's super sweet and always fun. Saw her perform recently at River Beach. She still blowing it away. Did a couple songs there. And so she's also super great in the documentary as well. So let's play her big hit.
This is one of my new favorites.
All right, Liv, I'll see you when I get back from out of town.
All right.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Bye. Thank you.
It's The Drop. Thanks for being here. Next up, we got G-Wiz by the one and only Carla Thomas.